So Eli, now that you've been in the league for quite a number of years, do you watch the draft? Do you sit back and just wait for the guys to fall and get picked? Or how do you deal with tomorrow night?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it that much, I don't think.
They aren't picking, you know.
Yeah, no. I'll definitely keep up with who's being drafted. I don't know if I'll sit down and watch the whole thing, but I'll definitely keep up with especially who the Giants draft and go from there. So, I'm not going to spend the whole weekend and every day watching every single pick. It's a lot easier just to go about your business and then, catch up every few hours and see how it's all shaping out.
So you don't go in there and say, I could use another receiver or drop hints? Or
No. The Giants, all the scouts and management, they've been working at this a long time, and they'll figure it out and draft the best guys.
How has this mini camp been going? How do you keep the progress you're seeing? I know it's early, but, are you seeing the fundamentals come together and something you can build on?
Yeah, I think so. Yesterday, it's a little different just because we haven't, had any, offensive, group work before going into a practice. So yesterday was more, hey, let's just kind of make sure we're got things right. We know how to huddle up and break the huddle and get out there and just be able to run our plays and understand, we have some new guys, get them adjusted to everything. Today, had a little bit more live action versus defense, which is always good, and get good work and, playing at a fast pace and a faster speed. So I thought we had some good things today. You can always learn. Every practice you're going to learn something, see what guys are doing. Just getting, reminders for myself, different adjustments to plays, different things I got, in my reads and my checkdowns and everything going on. So, you're going to make mistakes. That's fine. That's what these are for, to learn from, to get reminders on how you're supposed to run the offense.
I know we haven't been in drills yet, but have you gotten a chance at all to see Victor in action a little bit and get an idea of what his progress is like?
Yeah, I got to throw routes with him the past couple of weeks, and he seemed good. He was running routes, seemed sharp and be able to come out of breaks, and so kind of look the same. Hopefully he can get back out here soon.
I know he's had some false starts over the last couple of years in his recovery. What's your confidence level that he will be a factor for you guys this summer and this year?
Just wait and see. Just kind of hope for the best, and hopefully he can just start getting back out there with the team. And obviously want to be smart, but get him back in the flow of things and getting reps and playing football again.
This minicamp have a different feel? I know it's considering it's much more earlier than usually
sure.
A new coach except for your first year, but different feel for the guys, different things that you're doing.
I think every year you're gonna change things up. You're gonna have different things you want to work on. I think from an offensive standpoint, guys, have a lot of guys who've now been in the system for going into the third year, so there is a comfort level. But you have some new offensive coordinator, new quarterback coach, new offensive line coach. There are some different things going on and different terminologies and different. So there is an adjustment. There is a learning curve that we're all getting on the same page and how we're seeing things, how we're calling things, and so that's what we're working out. But I thought we had good energy. There's gonna be new drills. There's gonna be a new type of schedule and what's going on with the new coach. And so, we're learning and adjusting.
When you kind of look out of the field and see a guy being carted off, are you sitting there going, "Uh-oh, here we go again"?
No, obviously unfortunate for Ben, and a guy who kind of got injured last year during OTAs and stuff, and got to come back late in the season. But don't like to see anybody get hurt this time of year, and hopefully it's not as serious as it looked, and he can bounce back.
How do you like the music?
I don't think they didn't get it from my phone. I don't think. Only thing I heard, I heard one song that thought they maybe had my phone and they were playing my playlist. But no, it's fine.
Fresh Prince.
Please tell me it was Jefferson's
theme. No, I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes I'm kind of zoned in where I don't notice all the songs. Every once in a while I will, kind of during stretch and whatnot. But kind of once things are rolling, I really don't hear a lot of it. But I think it's fine. I think it's good. It's good during certain periods just to keep the enthusiasm, keep the tempo going.
Is that speaking instructions to you guys as each period ends in practice, where to go next?
Yeah, I think it does. It says what period it is or what's going on. I haven't exactly figured out that also. So still adjusting, and sometimes I hear it, sometimes I don't.
Eli, last offseason you worked with a pitcher, I guess, for your arm strength. This offseason, did you do anything? Did you do that again or anything different?
Yeah, same thing. Kind of did some work with the same guy again, and just continue to do kind of what I was doing last year, a continuation of that, and I think I have a good program, a good system to do during the off season. What I do before practices, after practice, everything. So I think I have a good routine, and just sticking with it.
Thank you.